Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Davenport here. That was a short song. We were going to play a different one on opening, but I kind of like that. This is Kyler Davenport on Alternative Public Radio International with producers shaking their head back and forth. I don't know what the problem is. It could be some Parkinson's going on. We'll have to find out. Send them to the doctor tomorrow and get a checkup. We've got audio. We've got no video. We're not on podcast tonight, but I tell you what, we will be doing some podcasts over at YouTube and maybe even Google Hangouts over there. I don't know. It's a possibility that we may get this ugly mug on air sooner or later. Had some good shows this week. Had Ed Roman on from Canada. We've had Austin Thomas with Guerrilla Radio on. We've had Billy Grima on this week and last week. We've had a great time building this 24-hour station back up for you all. We said we were going to do it. We did it. Here it is February. We said we were going to do it by March or April, and we got it done. You know, that's what it's all about. And here we are tonight. I tell you, I'm getting sick and tired of talk radio, though. Really getting sick and tired of talk radio, because that's all it is talk. Talk, and more talk. And I really don't know what I'm going to do about it, but I know I'm going to do something. Talk is cheap, as Dad used to say. Talk is mighty cheap. And yes, there are a lot of folks out there doing something, especially our folks working on mortgage fraud, and our folks working on CPS and the corrupt family courts. And those two groups and two folks that I do know in both of those areas are really working hard on the front line, and they are getting results. And I still say that we need to pull together somehow, and that is what we're missing. I don't really know what more I can do. I've written about this subject, and I've talked to people who count out issues that count with people who don't seem to care. You know, we've talked about Facebook being a dead-end road, but it's not as much of a dead-end road as I used to talk about a lot. It is important, and it does reach people, even if it's 4 or 5, even if it's 50 or 60, even if it's 300 and 400. It's reaching people, and it's changing minds one mind at a time, and I'm thankful for that. I do not have the same outlook or inlook about Facebook that I used to. I do hate it because it is so full of spyware, and I do hate it, and I use that strong word hate it because it does track and trace and profile your every move, your every keystroke. And the NSA is watching all of us, each and every one of us. It doesn't matter if you're a warrior in the game, it doesn't matter if you're a hairstylist, it doesn't matter if you're a shoe salesman or a lawyer or a doctor or a scientist or a landscape person, you are being watched, you are being profiled, you are being tracked, and you are being traced for present and future use. Many people we know are going to court and having their Facebook pages pulled up in court, especially in divorce cases and child custody cases. So it is a very dangerous platform, but most of us are so far in we can't get out. After a while, there's really no point in pulling out. I mean, after you've got your whole life story out there and that of all of your friends and family members and everyone else, coworkers, there's no real sense in pulling out. They've got you, they've got your number. They, meaning the NSA and all of these other police agencies out there, they've got your number. And if they don't track you that way, they'll track you with your cell phone, your smart TV, your laptop, your car, believe it or not, through OnStar, they're going to get you. And I've got a strong feeling that something is coming down the pike that is going to be a shock to each and every one of you who are not prepared for it. I am prepared for it, and I'm ready for it. But I have a very strong feeling that something is coming down the pike that is going to shock and astound and dismay and terrify most of you. We are at a very critical point in our history, and we are making noise in the studio, and we have all kinds of background noise going on here in the studio. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. But this country is in a very bad situation economically. There's two different factions out there. There's the investment banking, and we'll go ahead and say commercial banking, and then I call it private domestic banking, simple banking. And all of these right now are mixed up, and the domestic banking is not being protected by the investment bankers or the investment banking system. And this is a problem because when they go down, it means that we all go down with them. There's no insurance. There's no way to protect ourselves. And as most of you know, they're using our money like toilet paper anyway, in all of our funds, pension funds, Social Security funds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They can use any money they want to. They have access to whatever monies they want to have access to. There is no law protecting us from them. And this has been a problem for a long time. And now we have this situation going on with Russia right now and Turkey and Syria. And we have this situation going on where the administration wants to spend $1 trillion on nuclear technology for a possible strike against Russia. So we've got that hanging over our heads, and now we've got Russia going into Syria, and we've got the United States funding Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah and all of these other terrorist groups out there. We've got Sharia law slowly creeping into the United States right under our nose. And then we've got this immigrant problem coming out of the South and out of the East, and it just seems to get worse and worse. And as I said on the show the other night, it's not going to get any better. And I also said that any of you that are going to get better, you're a complete idiot. You're not studying, you're not researching, you're not looking, you're not reading, you're not thinking, you're not aware of what's going on. There's nothing in the book that says it should get better. There's nothing in science that says it should get better. There's nothing in the programming that says it should get better. As a matter of fact, if you look and you study and you research, you'll find that the only possible thing that it could do is get worse. And I think that all of you should be prepared for that. I don't really know what I mean by be prepared. I really don't know how we can prepare for this. If the system does collapse, worst case scenario, you could have 3 to 4 days and run out of food and water, electricity, run out of your medical supplies and your pharmaceuticals that you take. Think about all of the senior citizens that are going to be trapped without pharmaceuticals. Think about your bank situation when you go to the ATM and it doesn't work. Think about the emergency rooms running over. You're not able to get in to get care. Hospitals running over. People trying to hide at the hospital, take cover at the hospital. You can't tell the patients from the survivors. Yes, we're that far along. We are that far along. It's just hidden under the surface. We are at a very critical juncture in our history. Some of you call it the apocalypse. Some of you call it the end times, the end days. You know, I call it reality. It's reality. Does that make me a bad person because I don't put a religious label on it? I don't think so. But I call it reality. It is reality, and it is real, and it is dangerous, and it is ever-present. It is right in front of us right now as we speak. And I feel, just like most of you do, powerless to do anything about it. I'm tired of talking about local, local, local. You know, keep it local, buy local, think local, live local. Grow local, be local. I'm tired of that. That's worn out. It's very worn out. I'm tired of the gurus and prophets and sages telling everyone to hold hands and sing kumbaya and think positive. That's not working anymore. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, we're praying for you, we're praying for you, we're praying for you. Well, that's all good. That's all fine and good. But, and however, it's not working. It's simply not working. You may think it's working, but it's not working. We have dug ourselves in too deep. We have dug ourselves a big hole, and I'm not sure that we're going to be able to dig ourselves out. I am not the only voice, the lonely voice. I am not the only one talking about this. I'm not the only one thinking these things. I'm not the only one doing the research. There are a lot of people out there talking like I'm talking, thinking like I'm thinking. You may not be listening to them because you may be trapped in the mainstream media, which is an entertainment racket, a scripted entertainment racket. You have to really dig between the lines to find the answers to your questions. And sometimes we don't even know the questions to ask. You have to ask the right questions to get the right answers. And sometimes even then, you'll get a wrong answer. And I hate to come on this show all the time and be so pessimistic. But as I always say, I am a realist. I've had some guests on this show over the last few weeks that have been optimistic to the point of just being silly, goofy, ridiculous. They're living in a cave. They're living in a fantasy world. They're living in a comfort zone. They're not getting it. They just don't get it. They don't have the mind capacity to get it. They don't have the ability to get it. They don't have the brain power to get it. They're running. They're hiding. They're pretending. And I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do that when there are so many people suffering around the world, when there are so many children suffering around the world, when there are so many senior citizens suffering around the world in these wars that we've created, profit wars, to go in and steal and kill and maim and rape and pillage for oil, for gold, for silver, for all the other precious resources that we can extract from those countries and those places and spaces and people. Plundering is all we're doing, plundering these countries, these villages, these cities, these counties, these nations, these peoples. It's sick. It's really sick when you think about it. But you have to have a conscience for it to be sick. You have to have a conscience. And to be sad about it, you have to have a conscience. And to want to do something about it, you have to have a lot of energy and a lot of passion, a lot of skill and a lot of wisdom and a lot of energy to be able to get up and get out of the house and actually know where to go to push the right buttons and pull the right levers to make something happen somewhere, somehow. The system has been built to keep you oppressed. The system has been built to keep you down and out. The system has been built to keep you under the bed. The system has been built to keep you out of the loop. The system has been built to dumb you down. And it's working very well. Look at how most people spend their time. Look at how most people spend their day. You know, I can look at people's Facebook wall and I can tell what they're thinking. I can look at people's Facebook wall and I can tell what kind of people they are by looking at what they post and by looking at their comments on the things that I post. And it's really sad. It's really sad to see the clueless people out there. I mean, it boggles my mind every day, the things that I see people posting, especially those that continuously ask me to play games with them on Facebook constantly. I've blocked over probably 500 people wanting me to play games with them. And I just can't imagine these people sitting around all day playing with themselves. That's what I call it, playing with yourself. Playing Facebook games. I don't even want to mention Farmville. That just pisses me off to no end. But how many people are there in the United States playing games? Can you even imagine how many people there are out there playing games, playing with themselves? How many people who don't even know that there's a problem going on? They might sense that there's some little thing happening, but they really don't get the gravity of it. They really don't get the seriousness of it. They really don't get the depth of it because they don't have a mind. It's really scary to think that those are the kind of people that you're going to have to be dealing with when the final hour comes and the grid goes down and the nuke goes off and the martial law is enacted. And those are the kind of people that are going to be banging on your door wanting food and water and medicine. What are you going to do when these zombies come to the door? You got all your stuff stashed. You got all your stuff ready. How are you going to handle them coming in? It's going to look like another episode of Dawn of the Dead or Night of the Living Dead. What are you going to do? How are you going to prepare yourself for that? And it is coming. It is coming. I do not see how it could not come. I do not see how we can possibly bypass this as I call it, the final hour. It's not the final hour. Life will go on. The universe will go on. The solar system will keep on turning. But I'm calling it the final hour because it's our final hour. There have been many final hours out there, you know, in the history of time. But this will be our final hour, and it is coming. I do not see how we can bypass this disaster. I mean, all one has to do is look at the markets, look at Wall Street, look at the Fed, look at the negative interest rates in Europe, Japan, the United States. Look at these different numbers, things that are starting to happen right now and have been happening for a long time. And look at what the TPP has done, Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Atlantic Partnership. Look at all of these other things and put the pieces of the puzzle together. And you can see nothing but catastrophe, nothing but disaster on the horizon. You know, I might need to say, put your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye. Because what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to buckle down and buckle under. You're going to protect your home and your property and your family, not necessarily in that order. You're going to pray to God that there is some Savior coming to save us from all of this. You know, they've got this depopulation effort going on with the United Nations through Agenda 21 and America 2030, 2050, et cetera, et cetera. We hear about genocide. We hear about HAARP. We hear about what chemtrails are doing to the human mind, the human body, the human spirit. All of these things taken individually don't seem very extreme at all. But when you take them and put them all together in the proper way, and you're able to configure the puzzle to where it has some meaning to it, it will scare the hell out of you. It will really scare the hell out of you. And that's really all I can do on these shows, is to talk like this. I can't lie to you and say that, oh, everything is going to be okay. America is going to rise up and say, enough is enough. Game over, Wall Street. Game over, Federal Reserve. Game over, New World Order. Game over, Big Pharma. Game over, chemtrails. Game over, HAARP. Game over, DARPA. Game over, Council on Foreign Relations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can't tell you that America is going to rise up, push the right buttons, and pull the right levers, and that everything is going to be okay, because it's not going to be okay. I mean, there are things going on already that are wrong in your life, that are just wrong, criminal. Taxes would be one of them. Hypertaxation would be one of them. You work your ass off and you bring home very little money, and then you've got to pay these exorbitant bills. And that's not fair. It's simply not fair. The system is not right. The system is rigged against you already. Before we ever talk about any of these other problems I brought up at the beginning of the show, you're already screwed. You're already screwed to the wall. You're already a slave in the system. You know, most of you are living way beyond your means anyway. Most of you are up to your neck in credit card debt. And if I could tell you to tear up your credit cards, you probably wouldn't do that. If I could tell you just to write off the debt, you probably wouldn't do that. If I tell you to file bankruptcy, you probably wouldn't do that. Many of you already have, but some of you won't. If I could advise all of you who have maybe one child to go out and buy a big RV and just live in it, you probably wouldn't do that. We've made suggestions to people up here that are up to their ass in credit card debt, don't know which ends up, don't know how they're going to handle the rest of their life. We've suggested several ways to live and several things to do to change things, to make things better, and they refuse to do it. They simply refuse to do it because they're so used to living the way they're living. They're so programmed and indoctrinated to live the way they're living that they just can't make the change necessary to bring their life back into some balance. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, we really need your help here at the station. We're not asking for money. We're just simply asking for you to share the shows and share our pages, many, many pages that we have. We have Tyler Davenport, news personality. We have the Northwest Mental Health Connection. We have Tyler D. Davenport. We have Marion Pound, our senior executive producer here. We're on the air. We try to be on the air Tuesday night, Thursday night, and Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8 or 9 p.m. And, you know, we are doing something. We are doing something. I'm not going to go into every detail, but we are doing something. Our minds are on this 24 hours a day. If one is asleep, two are awake, and we're working on this project, program, mission, whatever you want to call it. We're connecting with people around the country who are making a difference. And we're doing the best that we can. We could do a lot better. All of us can do a lot better. I get up every morning and go to bed every night thinking, you know, I can do better, I can do better, I can do better. I never stop thinking that. It's time for you guys and girls to stop playing around. It's time for you to get very serious about what's going on in this country today. I'm tired of mentioning the children and their future that they're going to live in. The hell on earth that these children are going to have to experience is beyond the human imagination. I can't even cry anymore. I wish I could. I'm so hard being in the business I've been in all my life, it's hard for me to cry. When I start crying, I'm about ready to whip somebody's ass, so I don't like to cry. When I start crying, you better get out of the way. That's what I do when I get ready to whip somebody's ass, is I start crying. But I'll tell you, if you think you got it bad and you're in your 50s, 60s, you ain't seen nothing. These children and grandchildren are going to be the ones to suffer the worst of all of this. There's no way that this system can continue on this particular course that we're on, where it looks like everything is okay. On the surface, it looks like we're going to the store, we're going to the gas station, we're going to the movies, we're playing on our iPhone, we're watching our smart TV, mom and dad are coming home, we're going to have dinner, I'm going to school tomorrow. It all seems normal. But just under the surface is a malignant cancer waiting to grab all of you up and swallow you whole. And this could happen in a matter of days, ladies and gentlemen. Not a matter of weeks or months, but a matter of days. All it's going to take is for two or three major banks to close the doors and say the game over and not get a bailout or a bail-in. and we'll explain bail-in on the next show. For them not to get a bailout or a bail-in, it's game over in Europe. It's game over in Russia. It's game over in China. It's game over in the United States. And it's all going to come to a head. It's all going to come to a halt. And it's going to come crashing down on our heads, unlike anything you have ever experienced in your lifetime, unless you live through the Great Depression. Unless you live through the Great Depression. And my mother lived through the Great Depression. My grandmother lived through the Great Depression. And I can tell you that it was not anything to be happy about. This event that is coming is going to make the Great Depression look like a party. It's going to make the Great Depression look like a party. And I'll tell you, you need to be psychologically, mentally, spiritually prepared for what is coming. And you need to prepare your children for what is coming. You need to have a plan in place if everything comes crashing down. You need to have at least 3 months of food supplies. You need to have your guns and your ammo. You need to know how to use your weapons. You need to have plenty of fresh water stored up. You need to have an exit route for your children from school. Your husband, the wife, needs to have an exit route from work. You need to be able to get home, get the family together, and bunker in. And as I said a while ago, I would suggest getting your money out of the bank. Because right now, everyone is paying to have a bank account. Everyone is paying to have a bank account. And this is going to get worse over the next 6 months to a year. You're really going to be paying to have a bank account. You're not going to be drawing any great interest of any kind. We go to this negative interest rate. You're not going to be doing anything but paying the bank to keep your money. And if they default on that, you're not going to get your money back. You're going to lose every dime you have in the bank or safety deposit box. I had to get some of that good Dr. Pepper. I know it's bad for me. But you need to have a plan. And I'll tell you the saddest part of all of this. My voice is being heard by a few. And there will only be a handful that listen to my words and put a plan together. Now, some of you already have a plan together. And some of you know very well what I'm talking about. Some of you are on the same page with me. But most of you are not. As a matter of fact, many people just hang up when they start hearing this kind of talk. They hang up. They don't want to hear it. They can't deal with it. I just burped into the microphone. That was very professional. That'll go down in history as a blooper. We can't cut that. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Farts and burps and spurps and, yeah, okay, all those things are live. It's really a serious situation, and as I said before, I've had people come on my show and try to candy coat all of this. They're idealistic, and they like to candy coat all of this, and they like to think that the American people are going to do this, and the American people are going to do that. The American people haven't done shit, and the American people are not doing shit, and they're not going to do shit. So the cards are going to fall. The house of cards is going to fall. And it has to fall. There is no way around it. I could see us continuing to print money. I could see us continuing to extend credit. But at some point in time, all of your money becomes completely worthless, and I'm talking completely worthless. Goods and services are not being delivered. Trucks are not running. Cities are not functioning. City services are not functioning. When this house of cards caves in, you're not going to have a police department. You're not going to have a fire department. You're not going to be able to call 911. There will not be a 911. Do you understand this? There will not be a 411. There will not be a 211. There will not be a 911. When this house of cards falls, everyone is going to be trying to save their own ass. I know that some of you just can't fathom this. You just cannot fathom this. You cannot deal with this. But we are hanging on the edge of the cliff right now at this very moment. We're hanging on the edge of the cliff. And I haven't even talked about Yellowstone. I haven't even talked about the earthquake in the Great Northwest. I haven't even talked about an electromagnetic pulse from the sun. If we have an EMP, a major EMP, in an area that sets off the Compton effect over the United States, we'll be lost for a year. 1 year without services of any kind. Jets will just fall out of the sky. You know how many jets there are in the sky right now? They would all just fall out of the sky. It would be like the end of the world. Oh, I know that Tyler Davenport's the man of doom. Well, so be it. Call me the man of doom, but I'm telling you the truth. I am telling you the truth. I am relaying the truth to you right now. You know, those of you who are Christians, you better start praying. You better keep praying. Because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. You're going to need to be spiritually prepared, spiritually ready. We're going to go to a song now, and we will be back in just a moment. You all hang around. This is a good one. A friend of mine. Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler Davenport back with you. You know, it's interesting, folks. I'm looking at my Facebook page, and breastfeeding in public tops the list of popular things to look at on the internet right now. That's the biggest issue that I can find, and I tell you, I've got a lot of hits on my page, and as I sit here and analyze this, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. Let me tell you the top stories that are getting the massive, massive amount of hits. Investigation finds Obama financing mosque worldwide with U.S. taxpayer dollar. That's one that's getting a massive amount of hits. This breastfeeding situation, women breastfeeding. I've got a guy beating a girl up here. I've got an Islamic person beating a woman to death practically in a schoolroom. It's only got 17 hits. Nobody cares about this woman being beat to death. You know, a woman being beat up. U.S. Department of Education, teachers should incorporate Islam into more subjects. 29 people reached, you know. The big one was Britain's Got Talent. Britain's Got Talent got a massive amount of hits. The breastfeeding thing takes number one place right now, is breastfeeding in public. This is a big deal here in the U.S. right now and around the world, I guess. But I'm talking about just here in the United States. It's a big deal. The other one, of course, that got second on my page is the motorcyclist going down the ski slope, flying into the air hundreds and hundreds of feet. You know, I'm just trying to give you an idea, beautiful little hummingbird in nature picks, 7, 8, 9 hits, no big deal. Here's one that took third. Former DCF worker sentenced to dealing heroin in Bennington. A former Vermont Department of Children and Family Services worker admits she was dealing heroin. That's number three on my list here. You know, I like to look and see what people are hitting. I like to see what people are interested in, and that kind of helps me to know what to post. I'm becoming somewhat, I hate to admit this, a Facebookologist, kind of learning the ins and outs of Facebook, you know. And after being on it this long, I'd be an idiot if I hadn't learned something. Of course, Trump and Cruz take fourth place. Trump and Cruz having their slapping match take fourth place. The woman being burned takes fifth place. The Saudi woman having her face burned with acid because she turned the man down for marriage, didn't want to get married, so he burned her face with acid. Here's a guy on my breastfeeding thing. Let's see what's going on here. Here's a guy on my breastfeeding post says, it's not possible to look away from cleavage exposed. Women have managed to feed their babies without whipping out their tits in public for centuries. Why do they suddenly feel like they are being persecuted? This is a big fat slob I'm looking at here. I'm not even going to give you his name, but I mean, women have been hiding themselves for centuries? I don't think so. They've been exposing their tits for centuries. But anyway, that took first place. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to help, get with our group. We have a great group of people here. Along the way, around the internet, we have a great group of people out there. We don't have a lot of people out there, but the people that we do have, we can make a difference. God, I feel like I'm just farting in the wind here, talking into the wind here. We can make a difference, and I'm going to keep writing, and I'm going to keep talking, and I'm going to keep teaching, and I'm going to keep expressing myself. Here's one, by the way, that didn't get too many hits. Grow food, not lawns. I know y'all have seen that one. Grow food, not lawns. There's a project in Eden Project in Cornwall, England. A beautiful example that allows soil to grow by providing variety. It reduces pesticides, increases organic gardening, et cetera, et cetera. But 17 hits. Yeah, 17 hits, you know. People aren't interested in gardening. They're not interested. I've got a picture of a big, what do they call those big dogs? Mastiff, trying to run a little obstacle course. You got a zillion hits on this thing. You know, it's taken, I'm looking at it now, it's taken number one. So where are people's heads? You know, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you doing out there with your life? You know, I know if people, I know if people don't have the experience that I have, and I don't mean the experience and intelligence, I mean the experience and on the ground, boots on the ground kind of thing experience, then they're not going to be doing what I do. They're not going to be thinking the way I think, and they're not going to be pursuing life as I pursue life and we pursue life here at the station. So I know that everybody's different, and I know that everybody has a different experience and a different perception and a different capacity and a different ability. And I know that everybody comes from a different place. Everybody lands in a different place. And I know that everyone sees life in a different way. And, we just have to understand we've got to try to come together on some of these major issues here in the U.S. because the House of Cards is falling in as I speak tonight, right now, this very minute. Many of you are like, I don't want to hear this. And that's okay. That's okay. That's you. The House of Cards is falling in. We are broke, busted. The bank is busted. The bank is busted. All of this derivative banking and bullshit is a hoax, is a fraud. Wall Street is a fraud and a hoax. They're propping all of us up on air, on nothing, nothing whatsoever. We have nothing underneath us, no solid platform whatsoever underneath us. We have nothing solid to back the dollar. We are so far in debt, it is unbelievable, incomprehensible. I once thought world debt was $500 trillion plus, and now I'm starting to think the United States is in debt $500 trillion plus. That would put the world debt at somewhere around $25 trillion, which is beyond incomprehensible. I'm trying to think of an example. I'm trying to think of a really good example that would mimic this. You know, it's like, how long can you party? You know, I mean, how long can you party? How much cocaine can you snort up your nose without having a heart attack? How much alcohol can you chug down your throat without causing your liver to completely fail? I mean, that's what's happening in the United States. We've snorted and snorted and snorted and snorted and snorted and snorted and snorted. And we've drank and drank and drank and drank and drank. And the body is going to die. The body is dying. The body is dead. The body is in a coma. It's in a coma. It can't last very much longer. We're going to have to pull the plug. We're going to have to take off the respiratory machine. We're going to have to pull the plug on America. We cannot continue to live like this. If my voice reaches 1 or 2, 200 or 2,000 or 2 million, I'm telling you we cannot continue to do this. And I'm telling you all, my producers get sick of hearing me because they know all of this. But you all don't know all of this, and you all don't have this feeling that I have. It's over. Finished. Finito. You better put your head between your legs and get ready to kiss your ass goodbye because it's over. And, you know, even if it wasn't over with that, it would be over with the statutes and ordinances that we're under and the breach of our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence and our First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights. We need to get rid of this president before he leaves. We need to exert the 25th Amendment and get rid of this jackass. You know, everybody needs to be gunned up. It's able-bodied, you know. everybody needs to be gunned up. And America's gunned up, man. We are gunned up to the max. We are gunned up to the max. I mean, I just feel sorry for those criminals who, if martial law is enacted, start breaking down people's doors. They're going to get their head blown completely off and their balls shot to the back of the yard because we are gunned up. America is gunned up and ready to go, locked and loaded. And before I go off air tonight, I want to say, Burns, Oregon, I am ashamed of the FBI. I am ashamed of the FBI. I'm ashamed that they handled that situation the way they did. That situation could have been handled by a sheriff and 10 deputies chewing tobacco and spitting in a petunia can. I mean, we did not need the FBI in there. We did not need 200 FBI agents in Burns, Oregon. My God, you pussies. You pussies. You pussies. Pooh. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Was it a photo op? Was it a photo op? Was it public relations? Was it to scare the American people? What the hell was it for? And I bring this up with good cause. It's a big deal. You all know Burns, Oregon was a big deal, is a big deal, even today. And Lavoie got murdered. Finnegan Lavoie was murdered, cold blood, by the FBI. Murdered in cold blood. They could have taken him out with a police dog and some bean bags from the dollar store, as I always say. 25 special ops and FBI agents to take Lavoie out. As I understand it, he wasn't even gunned up, didn't even have his weapon with him. They killed him in cold blood, shot him 9 times, I think it was. What the hell is that? Don't you think one big bullet would have been enough for this poor old guy who takes care of crippled children, disabled children, has a wife, a family, a farm? It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Where are all the militants? Where are all the militia people? Where are all the patriots? Where are all the people? Where were all the people when this was going down? I'll tell you where they were. They were drinking the Kool-Aid. They were at home, warm in their beds, drinking the Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah, we're on the way. Hundreds of us are on the way. We're on the way. We're convoying in. Where were they? Where did they? I didn't see them. I didn't see them. I saw some pictures of a convoy with American flags sticking out of the window, but I found out later that was an old photo. They made it look like they were coming into Burns. Boy, that day when that last guy was in there pleading for his life, my producers heard it live. You know, we're all excited. Here comes the convoy. Here comes the convoy. Well, it wasn't even a convoy. Nobody showed up. I don't even think the mainstream media covered it worth a shit. I think the alternative media did a fantastic job on that one. I think they did just an unbelievable job on Burns, Oregon, Harney County. But, folks, I tell you, we got to get together on this. You know, I enjoy doing talk radio, but I enjoy doing it my way. You know, this is my game. This is my game. And I know in my heart what needs to be said. I know in my heart what needs to be done. And I know in my heart what we need to do together to make these things happen. And I've eliminated a lot of people from my list on Facebook. And I'm getting ready to eliminate a few that are going to be astounded when I knock them off. They're going to be astounded. I'm not going to mention any names right now. But they're going to be astounded. There's some listening to my voice right now. You're going to be knocked out of your socks. and you're going to say, what the hell happened? It's because you were passive. It's because you're too ideological. And it's because you just don't get it. You just don't get it. I may stay with you. I may stay with you and try to teach you. I may try to push you to block me. That's what I think I'll do. I think I'll just push you to block me instead of maybe losing an opportunity to win somebody over to this way of thinking, that we are at this critical point in time and that we do need to all work together. I have people that I promote. They're afraid to get near me. They're afraid to get me near their friends because they don't want to be stained. They don't want to be scarred. You know who you are. I was fixing to mention a name. Oh, you know who you are. You want me to promote you, but you don't want to touch our pages because we talk about some very hot, dangerous issues, and we scare people, and that's good, and I'm glad. I want to continue to scare people. I've been told, oh, no, no, just kiss their ass. Oh, no, no, make friends. Just kiss their ass. Talk about God and Jesus and talk about little puppy dogs and little rainbows and little butterflies. You know, you've got to get in with these people first. How much longer do I have to work to get in with people? How much longer do I have to work? How much do I have to invest in lies and bullshit to get in with people? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put it out on the table as it is right now in this critical war that we're in here in the United States. We're at war here in the United States. We are at war. Haven't even talked about the immigrants tonight coming in. Haven't even talked about the invasion, the Muslim invasion that's going on right now. You're dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, I'm dumb as a box of rocks. I'm dumb as a box of rocks. I'm dumber than all the boxes of rocks. But most of you are dumb as a box of rocks. These people are coming in by the thousands. They're coming in by the thousands. And we can't even take care of the people that we've got. We can't take care of the systems that we've created. We can't take care of the organizations. We can't take care of our critical outreach. We can't take care of our senior citizens. We can't take care of our emergency rooms. We can't take care of our health care bill, and we can't take care of our education, and we're moving thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in on this already broken system. What in the hell are we going to do? What in the hell are we going to do when you couple that with the economic broken system that we're in right now in Wall Street and the Federal Reserve? What are we going to do? The dollar is crashed. The dollar is gone. The euro is gone. We're at negative interest rates. What are we going to do? Anybody got any ideas? Nobody around this place has any ideas. I'll tell you right now, I'm the host. People feel a little drag in the studio. They want to put on some music. I'm thinking. This is something that really takes a lot to think about. I'm looking at some of your pictures out there right now, and you're just stupid. I'm looking at some of your pictures. I know you. It really pisses me off. Well, we're going to get off this thing. I can do about an hour in my older age here, and do about an hour in my older age without a guest. You know, I'm not even going to tell you about my own personal situation here in the studio, but I don't have a lot of rah-rah. I don't have a lot of cheerleaders here to keep me going for 2 hours. I've got people that want to put on music and want to just kind of skirt this and skirt that. So I'll get off this thing. Look, I've enjoyed being on tonight. Remember to sponsor, support, comment, like, share, all of those things, all of the above that you can do for us. It's much needed and it's much appreciated, all that you can help us with. And I'll do what I can for you. You know that we will put you on the air if we can. We'll play your music if we can. We'll post your poster if we can. We'll promote your organization if we can. All you have to do is reach out to us and ask, and we'll do that. So until next time, folks, this is Kyler Davenport on Alternative Public Radio International, streaming live and simulcasting with blogtalkradio.com. I will see you again. This is 2/18/2016. I will see you again on, wow, this is my Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, I may do a show tomorrow night. I probably will. So I may see you Friday, and if I don't, I'll see you Sunday night on the roundtable. So until next time, you all take care. Bye-bye.
Melody inside a hidden wrist. I said, not stop it. He said, not stop it. Homo Bob, Molly Peter, touch it, Jimmy Cliff.